Welcome back to the Less Doing podcast, episode 397. Here's your host, Ari.
90% of the time, if you get a poor result from a competent outsourcer, it's usually your fault, either because you chose the wrong person for the job or you did not describe the task correctly. And that is why Optimize, Automate, Outsource is that order, because a lot of people try to outsource first. Right? And I'm sure that a lot of you have that experience. A lot of you who raised your hand and said you had a problem outsourcing. How many times did you just say, I don't want to do this, I'm just going to have someone else do it? The way that Less Doing came about for me was that when I got out of college, I was working in construction. If any of you ever worked in construction, it's not a very healthy lifestyle. I was working probably 18 hours a day. I was eating fast food a couple times a day. I was smoking a pack of cigarettes a day, drinking a lot, and I racked up about $3 million of debt by the time I was 23, which is fairly stressful. I broke my body very, very specifically. When I was 23, I was diagnosed with Crohn's disease. Crohn's is considered to be incurable. It's very painful and nearly killed me. After having worked this lifestyle of 18-hour-a-day work, I was now presented with a situation where I was literally able to do about an hour of work a day. So it's funny for me because this is how I frame a lot of the stuff that I talk to people about, and it's something I want to bring up here. But it's a great question. It's what would you do if you could only work an hour a day? There's all sorts of things that we just take as norm that people think that they can't give up. So if you could only work an hour a day, it's a very interesting parameter to put on yourself when you have to come up with new systems and solutions. So I was basically compressed between two places. I could only work an hour a day, roughly, and I was enormously stressed. And stress is an inflammatory component. There's several people in the room who can confirm that for you. And I had to figure out a systematic way to get more done in an hour and also deal with my stress. I jokingly sometimes refer to myself as an overwhelmologist. Usually what the overwhelm comes from is a simple lack of awareness of what's causing the overwhelm. It's kind of a terrible situation. But this process of Optimize, Automate, Outsource is really helpful. It's a really helpful framework. When I say optimize, I really am talking about tracking, honestly. And identification and awareness. We can track everything we do nowadays. Everything from how you do social media to how you hire and fire to how you make your lunch. Everything we do is a process. And if you stop and look at the steps required to go through those, you will find that you'll end up with a checklist that will probably have a few extraneous steps in it, a couple redundancies, a couple holes. And then you can work with that to begin with to figure out a better way of doing whatever that process is. And that is the first step to proper outsourcing. So optimization is about tracking, identifying, bringing awareness back to the things we're doing. And this can take any form you can imagine. We can track everything we do nowadays. If you start to look at the step-by-step that's required, it's incredible how much better you get at it, how much faster you get at it, and how much bigger you can go with it. You'll be astounded at what you see in terms of your boost in productivity, and all of that just comes from a simple awareness. The second part is automation. There are so many things now that we can automate. We can literally automate things that 3 months ago a person had to do. I'm not even kidding you. We can automate processes. We can automate translation, and it's actually better now. So the first one, optimization, is about awareness. Automation is about triggers and actions. What I want is for you to be thinking triggers and actions. That's what I want. And ideally, triggers and, you know, multiple actions. Because how many of you have a social media manager that has to do this stuff manually? They shouldn't be getting paid to do that. Not because they're not worth it, but because they could probably be doing better things with their time, just like you can. And what's cool about automation, and I have to make this is very important, is that automation doesn't necessarily mean we're not involving a person. Okay? If any of you ever grew up in the country where you had a mailbox with a flip-up flag on it, that's an automation. Because if it's up, the mailman knows that there's mail in there, and if it's down, he knows it isn't. That is an automation. When you're optimizing and automating first, you're making it so that the very bare minimum, either the things that really are so nuanced that a human being has to do them, or they're so high level that a human being has to do them. So that's good. Those are two good buckets to have left. So now we've optimized, we've automated. Now we can outsource. And the cool thing with outsourcing now is that not only do we have access to the whole world for all sorts of talent, for anything you could possibly want, in order to grow as a person, or as an organization, you need to be offloading 70% of what you do every year. And that's a hard pill to swallow for some people. The individual person that you might find to do that thing, there's 100 other people that can do that thing too. So it is really a buyer's market.
Thanks for listening. If you want to become more replaceable, head over to www.less.do/apply and find out how.